Still produce heavy rainfall overnight, a low around 53, breezy out of the southeast at 18 to 24 miles per hour, gust as high as 31 miles per hour, and a 90% chance of rain. Rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch along the coast, three quarters to an inch and a half up in the mountains possible. Thursday rain, a possible thunderstorm or two before 10 a.m., then showers after that point for the day. Still windy out there. Out of the south at 34 to 39 miles per hour, becoming west 24 to 29 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust still as high as 50 miles per hour and a 90% chance of rain. Thursday night showers likely, a low around 46, 70% chance of the showers. And on your Monterey Bay boaters forecast for tonight, small craft advisory in effect through late tonight, gale warning in effect from late tonight through Thursday afternoon. Southeast winds 15 to 25 knots, gusts up to 35 knots, increasing to 30 to 40 knots, with gusts up to 50 knots after midnight out on the bay. Wind waves 4 to 6 feet, building up to 8 to 10 feet by midnight, and a west swell 3 to 4 feet at 14 seconds. Rain likely, slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight out on the bay as well. And a look at your traffic out there this evening. Some mud, dirt, rock slide situation near Highway 17 and Sugarloaf Road from way earlier today in the Santa Cruz area. And then a traffic collision, Highway 1 South near 129 off-ramp in the Santa Cruz area. Traffic collision, 3900 North Rodeo Gulch Road. That just happened a few minutes ago in the Santa Cruz area. And it is around 54 degrees here at KSCO. Up next, our local radio show.
Good evening and welcome to, unless Chris is going to come in here. Chris is going to come in here and fix it. Can you hear me, Chris? You can't hear me. There we go. Chris is going to come here and reset my board because I can't hear a thing. Just take 2 seconds. So if you can hear me right now, hang on. I've got a huge show for you tonight, so do not go anywhere. There we go. Now I can hear. Good evening and welcome to the our local radio show right here on KSCO. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a super-sized big freaking problem. Santa Cruz, Capitola, Aptos, Moss Landing, Monterey, Carmel, Pacific Grove, Carmel Valley. Anybody on the Monterey Bay, there's a big problem. According to Oceana, an ocean conservation advocacy organization, the average cruise ship produces the following daily pollution: 25,000 gallons of sewage from toilets, 143 gallons of sewage from sinks, galleys, and showers, 7 tons of garbage and solid waste. Cruise ships generate about 15 gallons of hazardous chemical waste every day. The passengers and crew aboard the biggest ships can produce 210,000 gallons of sewage and almost 5 times as much gray water from sinks, showers, blah, blah, blah. And in a year, 100 million gallons of petroleum products from cruise ships seep into our oceans. Oh, yeah. And then there's the air pollution. Air quality on cruise ship decks. Air quality on a cruise ship deck is worse than the world's most polluted cities. Each day, a cruise ship emits as much particulate matter as a million cars. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a supersized problem that is going to enter the Monterey Bay 9 times this year. Tonight on the Our Local Radio Show, we're going to discuss this with two gentlemen who are leading the charge to get this supersized problem out of the Monterey Bay. How did they even get here in the first place? Who let him in? We live in a National Marine Sanctuary. It's right here. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I want to give the show to... I'm the conductor, but the band is right here. The band is right here. And they're a big band. They got lots to say. And so, without further ado, I'd like to introduce Mr. Brent Allen and Mr. Joel Hirsch. So I'm going to start with you, Brent. Let's just a little bit about you and then a little bit about Brent, and then I'm just going to let you go.
All right.
Who are you?
My name is Brent Allen, and I've lived down in Carmel, California for coming up on 17 years, worked in the outdoor sports industry for that same amount of time here, but also in Charlotte, North Carolina, and unwittingly and not of something I saw coming, I became an environmental advocate for our ocean right here in the National Marine Sanctuary. Ours, our huge sanctuary, and more specifically right here in the Monterey Bay. And
so this, when did this problem, were you the first person to point it out? Is this cruise ship, when did cruise ships first start coming here, and when was it recognized as an issue?
Well, it was recognized back at the front end of cruise ships coming into the Monterey Bay of 2002, 2003. And that was the first incident that was brought to the public's eye about a cruise ship dumping in the sanctuary. And then they were kicked out of the sanctuary for 15 years. And they just last year sent another one of their ships from the same cruise line that has a horrible rating, F across the board in all emission processes, that just came back last year.
Is this Carnival Cruise Line?
No. We've got a long list of cruise ships, and the best thing about this is it is available for anybody to look up on the Monterey City website. Look for tall ship cruise ships coming into the bay, and you can look at every ship that's coming and when they're coming, when they leave, when they come, and 10 to 11 hours of them sitting anchored off of Monterey, running their engines with smoke and emissions going right over the cities of Seaside, Monterey, and Pacific Grove. The air quality has never been tested.
So just to, when they go to port, they can plug in, right? They turn the engines off, and they kind of, you know, they can plug into electricity coming from the side, obviously from the port. But when they just anchor offshore, they have to leave the engines running or generators running to operate the cruise ship.
Neil, I want to make sure everybody understands this point more than any other, is Monterey, California is not a port. San Francisco is, Oakland is, Seattle is, Vancouver, L.A., San Diego.
Right.
This was never designed to have massive cruise ships come drop an anchor and sit for 10 to 11 hours. It has seeped into our background, and the people of Santa Cruz, it's out of sight, out of mind. They couldn't even see these things coming. And when I saw the first one that I noticed was June of 2017. And I pulled up and I look at this massive big piece of metal sitting in such a place that it was never something that people, it's just so odd. It's like a pink elephant standing on the ocean. And so I paused, and then I said, you know what? I'm going to go to the harbor master's office, and I'm going to say, who says this is okay? Who signs off on cruise ships coming into a national marine sanctuary? And that's where it began.
Right. So who did issue, like, anything around here you have to do in the ocean has to get require a permit? I mean, it's going to take a lot. It's probably more than a permit. But who let these folks, who let the cruise ship lines back in here? And Joel, just a little bit about, can you describe a little bit about yourself and who you are to get to that question?
So my name is Joel, and I'm a reporter based in Santa Cruz here. That's how I originally met Brent. I write for Santa Cruz Waves magazine, and my editor proposed a story on this issue of cruise ships, which I had never heard of before, and Brent came forward as a source, and we ended up talking and learned a lot about his concerns around cruise ships coming into the Monterey Bay, and as we continued to develop that story, a lot of people were coming forward, and it really kind of reared its head as a major issue, and like Brent said, I think the real controversy around this is that it's a National Marine Sanctuary. So it's sort of a strange oddity that you would have these massive pollutants that would come in and, you know, be allowed in. So I think that's a little strange.
Well, you can't even take a jet ski on the Monterey Bay, right? You can't even pull out the harbor with a jet ski. How do they get permission to roll up into Monterey?
Neil, you can't have a kayak within 50 yards of a sea otter or a whale.
Right.
All right. Has anybody seen one of these cruise ships?
Right.
They'll be back in March. There are like a city block long. Just picture standing in San Francisco and looking up a skyscraper.
Yeah.
If you're on a paddleboard or on a surfboard and you get near one of these things,
yeah, it's massive.
They are ants in the windows.
Right.
Yeah. So
go ahead, Joe.
Cruise ships essentially ramped up in a big way in 2002, 2003. And it's a relationship with the city of Monterey. And there is an economic incentive. It represents a lot of economic stimulus in the downtown area during some non-traditional tourism months. So there's some good benefits for the city and some local businesses, but it still begs the question as to whether or not these things are welcome in a sanctuary.
Did they ever try to make it to Santa Cruz, or did anybody ask if they've kind of tried to come in here? Well, obviously Santa Cruz would go, no, absolutely. I mean, if they rolled up here by Pleasure Point or by the wharf right there, the whole town would be up in arms.
Well,
there
I wanna...
would just be, you had a paddle out the other day with which 100 people came to, to speak about their disapproval of the cruise ship. I mean, these ships landed in Santa Cruz right by the wharf right there, the whole town would be on the beach.
That would definitely not fly in Santa Cruz. I'm not sure if there's been any push to try and get cruise ships to come into the Santa Cruz area. Are you aware?
I think that would be even a worse decision. And the big issue in this why it's such a great format to be with you here tonight, Neil, is that the core of the ocean community for the Monterey Bay is always going to be right here in the pulse of Santa Cruz. I knew when I called Tyler Fox and I said, Tyler, I really don't think anybody knows this is going on. I don't think anybody even knows cruise ships can come even into a national marine sanctuary. And then he talked with Joel, and Joel got with me, and Joel started digging. And the truth of it is so beyond and so fantastical that I don't think people are kind of ready for the ripple effect of what we actually have the opportunity to change here.
Right. Has the air pollution been measured in Monterey at all?
No. And I'll tell you why. When they created the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary, it is massive. It is huge, stretching along the California coast. But the thing that changes this now is that we are in a bay. And when I look at the numbers, Neil, I'm looking at...
I want numbers. I need numbers, Brad.
Well, that's what's going to create the flow of this. 2005, we had 4 cruise ships. 6, 2. 2007, 1. 2010, 0. 2013, 3. 2015, 6. 2016, 2. 2017, this is the boiling frog syndrome right here, 13 cruise ships. 2018, 14 cruise ships. This year, we have 18 cruise ships less one. And I'll tell you why, Neil. When we had the paddle out on Sunday for the first cruise ship arrival, it was the first collective of the community becoming aware of this.
Okay.
And when that cruise ship stopped at the front end of the Monterey Bay, they sighted weather and headed north. Well, I'll tell you the facts. The safest place that cruise ship could have gone was where they were headed, to anchor in Monterey, California. They did not want to be the poster child for cruise ship pollution in a national marine sanctuary, and they cut bait and left. And so if people don't think we have the opportunity to make a difference by simply communicating the truth to our communities, we're on the front end of this. And I know people are going to be stoked to be involved and make a benchmark in history, actually.
What people, can we mention their names, governmentally can get involved in this and make a difference that you need to speak to? Jimmy Panetta? Who do you need to talk to?
Well, the bottom line is Jimmy does know about this.
Okay.
And I think more officials than anybody have any idea about this. It took maverick people like Santa Cruz Waves and Tyler and Joel to bring this up from the community level And I think all of us understand in this state and time in our country, chaos is so heavy that we don't even know which way to turn. And so let me give you a wake-up call. Everybody that surfs here, everybody that calls this your personal sanctuary of where you go and it makes you feel better, well, I tell you what, it's at our door, and this is going to be the collective that draws all these communities together that surround the Monterey Bay, maybe better than since World War II.
Before we go to break, Joe, real quick, in 2016, the California-based cruise line, a subsidiary of Carnival Corporation, the largest cruise ship company in the world, pled guilty to felony charges for illegally dumping oil-contaminated waste. They would fine $40 million. Probably a drop in the bucket for that company, I would imagine. Anyway, I want to make sure you guys know that you are tuned in to the Owl Local Radio Show right here, and we are going to take this argument for the months to come and the years to come to make sure we can get these supersized problems out of the effing Monterey Bay. They do not belong here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Pizza One and Aptos, 684-1110. My friend Mike is a surfer. I'm guaranteeing you he would stand here right now and he'd go off. Mike would go off. Who else would go off? My buddy Fig from Surf City Sandwich, who surfs, he'd go off. Tomorrow for Valentine's Day, get a sandwich, a Surf City Sandwich, and get a Valentine cookie from Pacific Cookie Company. Who else would go off? I know who would go off. My friend Jeanette, who owns Hot Elevation Studios, where I go to yoga. I went today and sweated out whatever I drank last night. Yeah, I feel much better. She surfs. She would stand here and go, what? Cruise ship? In the Monterey Bay where I surf? Uh-uh. You're listening to the Owl Local Radio Show. My guest tonight is Mr. Brent Allen here and Mr. Joel Hirsch, and they are leading the fight to get these monstrosities out of the harbor. So where do you want to go now? We got 40 minutes or whatever? We got 40 minutes. We need to get this thing across and in people's faces. If people are driving over the hill right now, Joel, where can they, when they get home, what can they click on to become involved in the fight to get these things out of the Monterey Bay?
Well, I know there's a petition underway that I believe you'd be better to speak on. Tell us a little bit about what that petition is about.
We spoke at the front end of last week, and it became a relevant time that was going to have to be part of the equation. So right now you can go to Instagram on my Instagram at Brent Allen Outside, Ian O'Halloran that lives here in Santa Cruz, actually a kelp farmer. A lot of people that are grounded in this, that's a simple way you can get to it and find it. But the draft on this, Ian helped draft this whole thing or put it together. And the words he chose and the way that he wrote it, I think are emblematic of how everybody feels in their heart.
Right.
So go to it. I think it's rocking over 3,000 already, and we just got started.
So it's where? How can you get to it again?
Just go to Brent Allen Outside on Instagram, and that'll give you a start point. It's right in my bio.
Okay, 831-479-1080. 831-479-1080. If you are disapprove of the ships, if you approve of the ships, if you are maybe a business owner in Monterey, maybe we want to hear your argument why you think these ships are benefiting you and why they should be here. We got Nick from Royal Oaks on the phone. Nick, good evening, and how are you? And if you have a question for the guys right here.
Nice. Yeah, well, shorelines of South Santa Cruz are sickening, and it's not these cruise ships. It's what we're putting down our drains. A personal question, do you use Echo Cover?
Do I use what?
Generation? Because that should be required on these cruise ships, and nothing but environmentally degradable processed detergents.
What was the name of it again?
These detergents have to be like Echo Cover and seventh generations required on these ships and from the shoreline also.
Okay. Nick, do you have a question or just want them to check that out for you?
Well, what kind of detergents do you use?
I don't know. I don't know what detergent. Anyway, Nick, we're going to find that out for you. I'm sure it's going to be – he's writing it down right here, right now. He's going to find that out, and thank you for calling. Gentlemen, who's on the phone right now? No one's on the phone right now. So, because Chris is on the phone right now. Anyway, so we're going to continue on with facts. You got some more facts right here. Facts are helpful.
Well, you know, probably one of the things that most people wouldn't understand that I've come to understand is I've been going out with Marine Life Studies, does whale research here in the Monterey Bay and whale disentanglements. And there's a movie that came out a couple of years back called Sonic Seas, and it has to do with the noise pollution under the water and how it affects our marine life and their primary way of communicating. Well, the one thing I know to be fact after 2 years spending out there in the bay is our bay is healthier than ever with blue whales, with humpback whales, with orcas, gray whales, pods of dolphins. It is thick.
So it's teeming.
What happens, cruise ship or a ship rolls in to a bay filled with big marine mammals that it's taken 50 years of conservation work to get it to score where we're at now.
Right.
And what happens, the whales dive to go eat, they come back up, they can't hear, they don't know where anything is, and they are hit by cruise ships up and down the California coast, and we're going to see it here.
I saw one, you had a photograph on your Instagram, it was where a whale was impaled on the front of one of these ships.
That's a fact. And you know, that was 2017 in Alaska, a humpback whale calf impaled by a Princess Cruise Line ship.
Joel's he's chomping at the bit right here. He's chomping.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million ways that these cruise ships can interfere with wildlife and the impacts on the environment. Obviously, I think worst case scenario is the potential for an oil leak. You know, that would totally devastate the sanctuary. Fascinating. You know, the sanctuaries first became looked into in 69 after a massive oil spill in Southern California.
Right.
That's what prompted the government to look into, you know, sanctioning off certain areas of our coastline to protect them. And, you know, in 92, we established our sanctuary here based on preventing oil drilling right here in the Monterey Bay. So there's a bit of an irony to imagine, you know, accidents do happen if one of these cruise ships were to have a major malfunction, if there was an accident and there was oil to be released. The initial reason that we started this sanctuary would kind of be nullified. We'd have let this thing in ourselves. And
So on the list you have here from 2016, 17, when they got, you got way, the list went up, the amount of cruise ships that came in the Monterey Bay, right? 17 or 18?
Well, right now, it's fluxing, but I'll tell you, right now in 2020, already after this year, they have 20 scheduled. Okay.
Who's allowing this? Is this Monterey City Council's allowing this? Well, or who's giving the okay for these guys to come in?
I'll go backwards to go forwards to be specific on that. When they created the language for the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary in 1992, this is a massive swath of the California coast and West Coast. There is no way they could have put in the language when they originally drafted that about the emissions coming out of the smokestacks of cruise ships or was getting dumped in the water. Later on, they then created legislature to be able to say, well, we do need to get a handle on what these cruise ships are dumping in the ocean.
Yeah.
And so they did.
Yeah.
The fact is now they're coming into Monterey. And if you have children in the schools in Monterey, Seaside, or Pacific Grove, California, these cruise ships have come in unregulated because this has never been checked. It's part of the law that they can emit all this stuff coming out of their smokestacks.
Right.
And it's going over all these school systems. And you know who doesn't know about this?
The schools.
Exactly.
Right.
The principals.
Right. Heavy fuel can contain 3,500 times more sulfur than diesel that is used for land traffic vehicles. These ships do not have exhaust abatement technologies like particulate filters that are standard on passenger cars. So basically, these ships are just putting out pure poison. That's it. There's no emissions whatsoever. It's pure poison, and if you have kids in a school in Monterey, Pacific Grove, PG, you know, any Carmel, your kids are breathing this. Your kids are breathing it. 831-479-1080. If you want to call and talk about this again, 831-479-1080 is the phone number. Listen to the Our Local Radio Show with Mr. Brent Allen, Mr. Joel Hirsch. We're going to continue this with. Where are we, folks? Where are we? Where are we going?
I'll tell you where we're going.
Tell us where we're going.
The front end of now. If you want to do something about this, now as you're becoming educated on this, Well, we are going to go to the Monterey City Council meeting on February 19th. It starts at 4 o'clock. Public comments will be shortly after 4 o'clock. Do your homework. Check out all the things that we're talking about. Don't take our word for it. Look it up. It's out there. There's more news articles that have come out in 2019 around the world for same cities dealing with the same issues.
You know, I just looked it up. I even did some research for this show, for crying out loud, which is rare for me to do. Did some research, and then you look up cruise ships and pollution. There's thousands of articles based upon that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, I grew up in a town. I was born and raised in Southampton, England, where the cruise ships basically are at port. It's where the Titanic left on its maiden voyage, Southampton, England. And there's nine of them at a time. They can hold nine cruise ships. The town never said anything. I was reading today where the town never, they didn't even know about it until a few years ago. And they're now going, they're woken up. The whole town's woken up. So I hope people living in my hometown of Southampton, England are doing something about it. And even, you know, maybe Joel can help him out, too. This is John from Santa Cruz. John, you there?
Yes. What's your guest's name again?
We have Brent Allen, and we have Mr. Joel Hirsch.
Well, to both of you, are you aware of Article 10, Section 4 of the California Constitution, Access to Navigable Waters? I'm well aware of all the pollutant restrictions there are on large vessels, but no corporation, partnership, business, or private enterprise can block the access to navigable waters. And so this is something that's obviously the ships have a right to enter, but they've got to meet the requirements that are imposed on them. So they have a fundamental right to use that. I've used this law, and I did a lot of research on this law, which is public trust doctrine, to just get the right to launch a canoe off the beach in Santa Cruz. And the city of Santa Cruz tries to prevent canoeing in the San Lorenzo River, which they can't legally do, but they did it. And these issues are fundamental. And so anyway, I'll let you carry
it from
there.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
Right. Yeah, he's absolutely right. They do have the right to access the port.
Well, there's no port. Right?
Well,
there's access.
Anchorage, Port Authority has the authority to allow a ship in, and
right.
that they manage that access. And so they manage that relationship. The question at hand is how these ships are held to a higher standard within a sanctuary. And so there is no law that would suggest for the sanctuary that a cruise ship can't enter, but there's new nuances. And one of those, you know, higher standards include regular inspections of these cruise ships. And what that involves is a random boarding that includes NOAA law enforcement agency and also Coast Guard. They'll come and randomly board one of these cruise ships that's approaching port or at their anchorage, and they will inspect the logbooks. And those logbooks will contain all the details on when they last discharged waste,
right.
gray water,
right.
Garbage, for example. And those have, you know, major stipulations. And, you know, it's not done often enough, it sounds like. There's oftentimes when they're not able to catch these guys. But
it also sounds like if you have the board of directors here of Carnival, right, Brent, if you have the board of directors of Carnival Cruise Line right here, and they're going to say, we don't care. $40 million fine, drop in a bucket. We'll just pay that. We'll just, you know, we'll keep coming into Monterey Bay. We'll keep coming in here, and it's we don't care.
Well,
how can we stop that, though? How can we stop them from, I mean, that gentleman just called, so you wouldn't have a right to stop it, but what can we, is there something we can do to prevent them from coming in and just go to San Francisco, go to L.A., but stop coming into Monterey?
Well, that's what happened for years. They were just going from port to port. And so people understand that if you're not an ocean person, which most of the listeners are, is that when they go into port, let's just say San Francisco, they go in and they lock into electrical power. They turn off their engines, okay? We were never designed. The last time we had heavy usage of the Monterey Bay was World War II. They were doing war games off of Fort Ord in the water there. And then if you look back to the history of all this,
right.
We had Cannery Row. It was manufacturing was the driving business in the Monterey Bay, and we did it until there was no more left. And what was left there was diesel fuel on the rocks and the stink of dead fish. And that's when everybody came together 50 years ago and said, what do we do now? What do we do now?
Right.
And it's like, well, let's clean this up. Let's get this where people will want to come and visit. We have sea otters and rafts. The two biggest rafts of sea otters that I know of are in Elkhorn Slough and right off the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Right.
Where do you think those ships are parking?
Right.
Right there.
Isn't there, you talked about earlier before the show, there's a meeting Friday. Is that in Santa Cruz?
Well, there's two things that are going on. One I was just made aware of is actually there's the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary Advisory Council meeting that's happening here in Santa Cruz on Friday. And I don't know all the details besides I was just made aware of that. You know, the place we're aiming to be able to get this really on the agenda for the Monterey City Council and out to the world in a more specific way is showing up on the 19th, getting our public comments in, being very specific about each item, and getting it on the agenda the next.
Okay.
And that is following the flow of what has to happen. This is a federal matter. This is a state matter. This is a city matter. This is a county matter. And I'm fairly certain most people just had no idea this was going on.
Okay. I've just been handed a note from Chris. He's got some kind of traffic thing going on. So hang on. And Chris is going to tell you about that. And we'll come back and talk more with Mr. Brent Allen and Mr. Joel Hirsch. They're going to look up their notes and come back with more info for you and get ready to call 831-479-1080. Take it away, Chris.
Thank you, Neil. Chris Spencer here with a traffic update for you. I'm getting a lot of calls about the traffic, so we're going to do our duty here and let you know what's going on. All right, so about 1 p.m. this afternoon on Highway 17 southbound near Sugarloaf Road, there was a gigantic mudslide that went across both lanes, the number one lane and the number two lane. And as of now, around 6:30, the last update was lane one is going to be closed until 10 p.m. And lane two is southbound here on Highway 17. Lane one will be closed until 10 p.m. Lane two is going to be closed for the rest of the night. They're working as hard as they can to get the mud and rocks and trees out of the roadway to at least get one of the lanes open there, number one lane, by 10 o'clock, hopefully, to get you moving. If you can find an alternative to going on Highway 17 southbound, it would be definitely in your best interest to do so. Also, moving over to Highway 17 South near the State Road 1 South connector, there's a traffic collision there. And looks like for now that's about, and then another one popped up here, traffic collision, Highway 17 near Glenwood Cutoff as well, southbound. So the southbound lane is got a lot going on practically from the top down to the bottom. So once again, Highway 17 going south near Sugarloaf Road. The number one lane is supposed to open around 10 p.m. Due to a mudslide, the second lane will be closed for the rest of the night. If you can avoid Highway 17 coming south into Santa Cruz, try your best to do so. Once again, Highway 17 South near the State Road 1 South connector has a traffic collision. And also above that, there is another traffic collision, Highway 17 near the Glenwood Cutoff southbound. All right, we're going to take you back to our local radio show. Thanks. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, buddy. Once again, this is Neil here from the Our Local Radio Show. We're talking about the issue of cruise ships in Monterey Bay. And I want to repeat this again. According to Oceana, which is an ocean conservation advocacy organization, the average cruise ship produces the following pollution daily: 25,000 gallons of sewage from toilets, 143,000 gallons of sewage from sinks, galleys, and showers, 7 tons of garbage and solid waste. Oh, please, come on in the Monterey Bay. Come on in. Get out. Cruise ships generate 15 gallons of hazardous chemical waste every day, according to environmental group Friends of the Earth. The passengers and crew aboard the biggest ships can produce 210,000 gallons of sewage and almost five times as much gray water from sinks, showers, laundry, blah, blah, blah. And in a year, 100 million gallons of petroleum products from cruise ships seep into our oceans. Then, that's half of it. Then there's air pollution. Air quality on a cruise ship deck is worse than the world's most polluted cities. Each day, a cruise ship emits as much particulate matter as a million cars. And we have these cruise ships. And did anybody figure this? Did anybody do research this in Monterey Council, whoever invited these people in here, these ships in here? Did they look at this? I found this out in 5 minutes having a beer before the show. These guys need to get the hell out. Out. Cruise ships, go home. I'm here tonight with Mr. Brent Allen and Mr. Joel Hirsch. We're going to take it away for the rest of the show. I'm done talking. Wow. I said my piece. Yeah. See what happens when you have a beer before the show? You get all fired up.
Well, I was fired up no matter what. And that's been since June of 2017. And I just, I knew I wasn't alone. I knew if everybody knew, and I had no idea until Joel came along and Tyler came along and said, we'll do something about it. We'll put together a story. We'll dig into it and get the facts. And that's why I so dig that Joel is here, because he did the investigative journalism to look at both sides and get the facts. And so having him here tonight is epic.
Thank you, Brent. Yeah.
Quick question. Yeah. You had a paddle out the other day just as a protest, right? It was just a sign of a protest. You had 100 people show up. How many, were the majority of them from Santa Cruz, or were people from Monterey there as well?
I'd say there, no matter how you cut it, it's always going to be the bigger percentage that are going to come from Santa Cruz.
Because we like a fight here.
Well, you like to fight, and you got a lot of authentic individuals, but when they collectively come together, it's on.
Right.
And no matter how you cut it, this what went down. Everybody rolls out. It's 9:30 in the morning. San Carlos Beach there in Monterey.
It's cold.
It is freezing. Right. It is galing. And I'm like, there's no way we're going to get in this water today. But we roll in, and there's divers, scuba divers. There's a dive beach. And they're out there doing rescue training of how you pull a diver out if they're in distress. That's what's going on when we rolled in. So everybody starts coming out, and next thing it's cue people, more people, more people.
Right.
We set up a little tent. Ian O'Halloran brought a tent, and we set it up, and we get under there. We got a megaphone that is the smallest megaphone I think I've ever used.
Yeah.
And Tyler gets up, and here's this group of people, Neil.
Yeah.
I need you to visualize this, some people driving, standing in the pouring cold rain. Joel and his crew are under the tent filming this for their documentary, and it is full on. Nobody wants to be in this, but I'll tell you who is.
Right.
The passionate people about the ocean, and this is just another day at the ocean.
Right.
We say, let's stop. Let's take a break. Everybody get rest. Well, the sun comes out, and Tyler comes up to me, and he says, Brent, this cruise ship, it stopped at the mouth of the Monterey Bay. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And then everybody suits up. We're on the beach.
The cruise ship left.
The cruise ship left. And I'll tell you the rest of the story, which nobody knows except for a handful of people. On my Instagram, you know, if you're a public person, you put that on there, you see the cities and the countries that track you. Well, you know, the two supporters primary behind that cruise ship were Italy and Germany. Well, I saw a spike in Italy and Germany following the posts of what was being put up about the cruise ship.
Right.
I guarantee you, this wasn't by accident. The weather was not the issue. They did not want to be the backdrop of this movement.
Right. So, Joe, you're doing a documentary on it. We got cameramen all over the place.
That's right.
You got cameras here tonight. So, what are you doing? What do you got going on?
That was a testy moment with the rain coming down, our cameras out. We are going to be putting together a short film in partnership with Santa Cruz Waves.
Okay.
Our production company is called Swan Dive Media. We're based in Santa Cruz. We do general production, but we are especially focused on environmental issues relating to the Monterey Bay. So this fits right up our alley. And we have just broken ground, started filming on the cruise ship subject. We are looking forward to exploring this throughout the spring. We'll be finishing up the film for the summer and plan to air it. We can talk a little bit more about that coming around.
You're going to come back in a couple months. We're going to talk more about this issue, and then your documentary will be further along the line too.
We'll have that further.
We're going to talk more about. We're going to use this the airwaves of KSCO in the future to see if we can remove these monstrosities away from the Monterey Bay. Nothing like, obviously, Santa Cruz Waves does an unbelievable job. So you got Santa Cruz Waves, incredible magazine. You have the airwaves of KSCO, which stretches from Northern California. So as much as maybe the Sentinel, anybody else, I mean, I'm thinking people like Charles Lester, the former Coastal Commission president, lives in Santa Cruz. Also, perhaps Mark Massaro. I'm flipping out some names right now. Mark Massaro is the attorney for O'Neill, who led the fight on Martin's Beach and the gate closing and a lot of other gates. And he has a large voice, too. So any of these guys listening tonight that want to join in, you can go to I'm going to put the petition, place a petition on the Our Local Radio Show Facebook page and my Off the Lip Radio Show Facebook page. And we're going to have it on there. And you can also contact me there, and I'll put you in. If you want to get a hold of these guys, you can do it through those Facebook pages. But please sign the petition. If you do anything, you want to get involved, you have to donate any money. Just sign the petition. We're not asking for any dough. Just please sign the petition if you can. But it's also on your Instagram page. Is that correct, Brent?
That's right.
Which is
Brent Allen Outside.
Brent Allen Allen. Outside, Brent Allen Outside.
You can scroll down the Instagram and see where this began. You can see the literal chronological order of how this has all played out. Right. The other thing I want to make sure people go to use as a core reference of their foundation of knowledge about this is Al O'Driscoll wrote an article for the San Francisco Chronicle. It came out in June 2018. They got 3 pages on the Sunday paper about all of this, and not a wisp. I'm sitting here today with you. It took every single thing in the order in which it's played out and the stacking up of such a large number of cruise ships coming in here for this to come to fruition that we're actually starting to truly get the community understanding what is going on so they can have a voice.
Yeah.
If I were the mayor of any of the cities that border the Monterey Bay, I think I'd want to have a voice in what's going down here today. The other thing I want people to really understand is there's no vetting process on the cruise ships that come in. Any cruise line, no matter how bad their history of pollution, can come park in Monterey, California. Does that make sense to anybody?
Well, not when you read the stuff, listen to the stuff I read off.
Oh, and it takes care of itself. Right. You don't have to make an argument.
And, you know, they'll say that there's only a few bad actors. We know we had the Crystal Harmony that had that major breach back in 2003, banned for 15 years. There is a more recent breach that is still a bit of a mystery. We know that in fall of 2017, a cruise ship did release a huge amount of gray water and salinated water.
Right.
And that is still under investigation by NOAA's law enforcement. So we're hoping that we can keep digging on that and figure out who's the culprit and let that become another data point.
All right, we've got Jolene from Salinas. Jolene, you there?
Hi there. This is Angel from Salinas.
Hi.
I got something to say about this. I live in Monterey. And it frustrates me that, first we have this nut in Washington talking about no planes, no trucks, no cars. You're going to go over to Europe by boat. Okay. And I just about flipped out because you guys do know how much junk that they drop in the water. They flush sewage into the water. There's all kinds of garbage dumped from these boats. in the water, and this is a marine sanctuary. I can't believe how close they come into shore. Well, we don't allow so many things over here, yet these huge, massive things come in to Monterey Bay. But we got Cortez telling us you can't fly on planes, so how are you supposed to get anywhere now? She's just a nut. I think the planes do less damage than the boats, for heaven's sake. But still, either we're going to travel or we're going to stay put in our little neck of the woods, never see Europe again, never travel anywhere. What's going to be the solution? Are we going to see this for what it is, clean up the boats so that we can take boats and get stronger regulations on the boats, and then just never have another plane again, truck right. or car,
right.
or have electric planes that fall out of the sky, and that you can't drive cross country through the desert or through the mountains? What right. are you going to charge up?
Well, we're going to try and get these boats out of your neighborhood there, my dear, okay?
That would be nice. Thank you. We got sea lions and seals, and I do rescue with the Marine, or at least I used to do rescue with the Marine Mammal Center. They have enough to deal with the domoic acid.
Right. Well, we appreciate
and the seaweed blossoms getting.
I appreciate your good. I appreciate your good work with that. Thank you very much, and thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye. 831-479-1080 is the phone number. You want to call here today? 831-479-1080 is the phone number. Here, talking to Brent Allen and Joel Hirsch about the issue of cruise ships in the Monterey Bay. We've got a few minutes left. Is there any information that you want to give out?
Well, I think one of the things that I want everybody to understand is we're in a pretty unique setting for what we're talking about and why we're talking about it. But there are two other national marine sanctuaries in the United States
yeah.
that have cruise ship anchor in their water. One is Lahaina and the Humpback Whale Sanctuary, of all places. It's a whole different nut when we're talking about islands. Islands have always been people have to either take a boat there or a plane there, and it's instilled in the backdrop. But the one thing that we want to bring up as a very relevant topic is we hope our friends that we know over in the islands will start looking into the ships that do drop anchor in Lahaina and start looking into their backgrounds of pollution, and you might reevaluate what we are having to figure out, which is maybe at the very least we need a vetting process about only the best of the best are able to come into something like that, and that's middle ground in all this.
Have you guys spoken with or trying to partner with Save Our Shores or Surf Rider or anything like that? Have you tried to team up and get and piggyback with anybody else that's environmentally concerned with the Monterey Bay?
I'll be planning to reach back out to them and discuss this. I did quote Save Our Shores in the original article for Santa Cruz Waves last year. They expressed interest in the subject. They said that they would tune in if the issue continued to become more problematic. Okay. Obviously, it is problematic now. But, you know, they also said there's just so many other issues on the table that they're focused on.
You know, I'm one of those guys that I don't even want to start my car in the morning to, like, it's been cold lately, right? You know, I surf, but I don't want to go out and start my car and let it run for 2 minutes. I just want to do the best you can. And, you know, I ride my electric skateboard, so I'm not using my car, you know, doing the best you can for the environment. And these monstrosities park or more outside of Monterey, and they just, everything is running. Generators, engines, everything's running. They don't turn off, and it's just, I don't understand how they're allowed there, and who gave them the permission to say, okay, just park right here, you'll be fine.
Well, Neil, I want to tell you something else I did that after understanding underwater noise pollution to some degree, last cruise ship that came in at the end of 2018,
yeah.
I said, I'm going to paddle out, and I did, about 100 yards from it. It's tiny. This thing is a quarter the size of the big ones, maybe even smaller. And I dropped a GoPro down on a 3.5-pound anchor and 30 feet of rope 100 yards away and just let it record. And I brought it home, and I uploaded it. And listen to it. People have no idea about how deafening this is underwater. So everything you know about whales, everything you know about orcas, everything you know about dolphins, of how they communicate, we are creating an environment in a national marine sanctuary that will have this marine life running for their lives.
Yeah. Joe here from Santa Cruz. Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Joe.
So I just have a question. With all this technology, can we track these boats with satellite and see what kind of pollution that they're giving off?
Good point.
Well,
thanks, Joe, for calling, buddy. I appreciate it.
From what I know, and I'll let Joel say his half on what he knows, is the cruise ship industry is unregulated at best. It's a dirty industry at best. And it's like most problems, until they reach your doorstep is about the time you say, okay, I've got to do something about this. And I think this will actually uncover a lot of things for a lot of different people around the world that are dealing with the same thing.
Right.
We might just be at the front end of it,
right,
saying it out loud.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does get very complex with international organizations. You got ships from other countries that are, you know, coming around, and it's hard to track and give a law that fits all. And a lot of the issues with what they're releasing is happening underwater. So as far as satellite tracking, it can be really difficult.
So once again, you can go to Brent Allen Outside Instagram, and you can just pile on his Instagram, give him a like, and you can get to the petition there. The petition will also be on the Owl Local Radio Show Facebook page, as well as I'll put it on my the Owl Local Radio Show Facebook page, Instagram page, and Off the Lit Radio Show Facebook and Instagram pages. Very quickly, since I see the Chardonnay right here, the hat that Joel's wearing, this portion of the show is brought to you by John Ribera, who is the captain of the Chardonnay. He is a realtor with Coldwell Banker. He is a great guy.
Absolutely. John Ribera, our captain.
Isn't he a great guy?
Oh, yeah.
He's the best. Give him a call, 419-0502. You may want to sell your house and leave Santa Cruz and Monterey to go find somewhere with some cleaner air. If you do, please call John, 419-0502. Also, Ed Fordyce, some Rogue Pies. Oh, yes. www.roguepyes, Rogue Pies. He beat the Live Oak Farmers Market from 9-1 the first and third Sunday of the month. East Cliff Brewing has limited warm pies every day for lunch. Ed, thanks you. Who else did I miss today? Carried Away Foods, best dinners to go, exceptional healthy lunch options in the Aptos Center. So once again, I want to thank Pizza One, Carried Away Foods, Surf City Sandwich, Hot Elevation Studios. Oh, yes, my good friend Jeff Winterholder at North Bay Ford, looking for a Ford new or used or otherwise, 234-3584. That's Jeff Winterholder at North Bay Ford. Ed from Rogue Pies and the captain, I salute him, John Ribera. This has been the Owl Local Radio Show. And once again, I want to thank, get a last word, Mr. Brent Allen?
Well,
get him out of here. Just say something.
If there's a last word to any of this,
yeah,
it is giving credit to where credit's due. Neil, thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome.
I want to thank Tyler Fox for his initiative, Joel Hirsch, and Al O'Driscoll for being part of getting this out to the world and our community.
Okay.
We're just at the next point.
Thanks,
join
Joel.
Us.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks, Joel.
I'll be covering this event and everything I'm going to do with the cruise ships. You can follow my updates at Joel Hirsch at Instagram.
Okay.
And
thanks very much, guys. Let's fight.
We're on it.
Let's kick some ass.
Yeah.
Get these things out of here. Cruise ships do not belong in the Monterey Bay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Come on board. Join us for the fight against the cruise ships in the Monterey Bay. Just get on board and have fun, and we're going to make this happen. Thanks, Chris. I want to thank you very much. And I'll see you next week with the Hour Off the Lit Radio Show, Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Who's coming on? I forget, but it's going to be a great show. So tune in then. We'll see you next week, and good night to you all.
From Capitola to Carmel, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.